So this evening, I'd like to give a little talk about a poem by Jinkag Haisim. It's from a little collection called Because of the Rain, Korean Zen Poems. This poem goes like this. Because of the rain. How I love the natural Buddha who waters the wide world with his mercy. No place to hide in the vast sky, even inside the overturned bowl, it's wet. I'll read it one more time. Because of the rain, how I love the natural Buddha who waters the wide world with his mercy. No place to hide in the vast sky, even inside the overturned bowl, it's wet. You know, it's interesting, I read through about half of this collection today, and as I was reading, I came to this poem and I thought, oh, what a beautiful poem. I want to share that with you folks from Morning Star. And it's only now that I realize that it's actually the poem after which the book is titled. I didn't even make that connection. Apparently, the editors of this collection felt that it was a worthy poem as well. I'll share with you sort of what comes up for me in reading this poem. First, just a sense of appreciation arises, right? Oh, how I love. And I think in these days, these difficult days, when we are afflicted by a pandemic and so much hurt, so many of us hurting or hurting one another in this collective we call society, that it's easy to forget that there is more going on than the hurt. Easy to get swept up in the pain and the suffering. And our job as practitioners is not to turn away, so to continue to recognize what is, whatever it may be. And what is always changing from moment to moment. Never the same exact story twice, although our mind makes associations between events, creates these narratives, concepts in which we categorize life, the world, reality, and these categories are quite useful. The actuality of our life flows on quite beyond the realm of our conceptions. And in our practice, often we can begin to experience life in an almost inverted way, where what was once the foreground slips into the vastness of the environment, our thinking, our concepts, just becomes part of a boundless field of awareness. No longer requiring of us that we treat them as the central aspect of reality. We sometimes open wide beyond our ideas to what is. And of course, our ideas continue and perform their useful functions. And we see also that there is more. And in that more are concepts which separate this from that. We see them as just ideas. And so the bowl of the self, the bowl of the mind, the separate mind that we imagine that we have, is permeated by the rain. Buddha's nature, clear. And we are not separate from Buddha. This sounds abstract, but it's really just us here sitting together. It's just you sitting on your cushion, on your chair, feeling the sensations of your body, hearing the sounds around you, hearing my voice, feeling your breath. Your nature is to be connected, to be composed of something vast and beautiful. And in this practice, we can appreciate that boundless mystery that is our true nature, that's ever manifesting. And we can see that though we sometimes think of things as existing in separate categories, we put things into separate bowls. Everything is interwoven and interdependent. And this we speak of as emptiness, there being no separate self at all. And it's quite an intimate feeling to be present with the world, shining, like ferns glistening in the rain, shining in our heart, the world just appearing inside of us, and we inside the world. So this practice is a call for us to appreciate our life, an opportunity to appreciate our life. Perhaps sometimes when sitting together you feel it, or as we walk during walking meditation, feeling your feet touch the floor, everything just falls away and there's just this. We need this, especially in challenging times. We need this nourishment. This nourishment of awakening. I loved reading The Ship of Compassion today. I want to share a few lines from that as well that I think connect to this beautiful poem. This poem called Because of the Rain and the Ship of Compassion beginning, night rain washes the mountain cliffs, the dawn greens soaked through. Sitting, I meditate on emptiness. Sitting, I meditate on emptiness. I meditate on how myself is not separate from all beings. I meditate on how there is nothing permanent, how every thought is like a drop of water falling on a hot stove, evaporating nearly as quickly as it lands, and just disappearing back into this vast presence. The thoughts that I think are so important vanishing. I can't hold on to them anymore. How lovely. No need. In this giving up and giving in this bowing to change, we find liberation. Fresh breezes fill the temple. Words are entirely empty, and yet still I am fond of brush and ink. My mind like ashes after the fire, and yet still I am tied to the world. Hear this beautiful poetry, interweaving our freedom with the way that we are, in fact, part of this world. And this world is part of us. In fact, our freedom is exactly the way we are part of this world, and this world is part of us. It is the ever-changing nature of reality. It is the interwovenness, the intimacy of what is, that is precisely our freedom. Freedom is not a separate idea. It is not something we attain by going into our hermitage and finding a separateness that is me as opposed to the rest of the world. It's not that I climb inside my bowl and protect myself from being vulnerable to the interpenetrating power of disturbing reality. Rather, it is that I break open and allow the rain to have me. The freedom to be exactly as this moment is, however this moment shows up. Like rain falling from the sky, moment after moment. Rain landing on a hot stove, moment after moment, drop after drop, falling and burning up and disappearing, moment after moment. This is our life, the great matter of life and death, the great matter of being and non-being interwoven in just this moment, the great matter of emptiness and form, not separate. One thing, ever changing. Ever emerging. Just this, just this, just this. Our practice is a call back to awaken, awaken, take heed. Moment after moment, to be awake to what is. A kind of entrusting that whatever arises is the sacredness that we call Buddha. This is so hard to believe in tumultuous times, so hard to believe when the heart is upturned and feels broken, so hard to believe. We like to imagine that it is the separateness that is special, that it is the separateness that we need. I want to climb back in my little bowl of practice and block out the world. But it is our openness that saves us. Because the true nature of reality is liberation, is emptiness itself, is change manifesting. So we don't need to look anywhere else than right here, again and again and again, as it manifests, turning toward whatever is, moment after moment, perfect emptiness manifesting, Buddha nature manifesting as the beauty and horror of this world, as our freedom.